My dear viewers, the cutting of family ties has become a very big problem in today's day and age. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us in the Holy Quran, translation from Kanzul Iman, those who join what Allah has commanded to join. Commenting on the foregoing verse, Sadr al-Afadir, Allama Mawlana Sayyid Muhammad Na'imuddin Muradabadi alayhi rahmatullahi al-Hadi has stated in Khazain al-Irfan, that is, they believe in all the books and the prophets of Allah Azza wa Jal and make no distinction among them by believing some of them and disbelieving some others. Alternatively, it may imply that they fulfill the rights of relatives without breaking off relations. Relationship with the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and attachment to faith are also included in this. It also includes treating the descendants of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with respect and Muslims with affection. Doing them favors, assisting and standing up for them, treating them with gentleness, saying salam to them and making dua for them, visiting the sick Muslims and fulfilling the rights of the friends, servants, neighbors, and traveling companions. So my dear viewers, what do we learn from this? We learn that after listening to the Holy Quran's verse, we should keep ties with our family relatives. And if it's the case that we have cut off any relations, we should do tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and also make the mindset that we will never ever cut off ties ever again. So we can follow the Sunnah of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and live a very good pious life. Now, let's listen to some virtues of keeping good ties with our relatives. Sayyiduna Faqih Abu Layth Samarqandi alayhi rahmatullahi al-qawi has stated that there are 10 virtues of treating relatives with kindness. Number 1, it brings about the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number 2, it pleases the people. Number 3, it delights the angels. Number 4, it earns your praise for Muslims. Number 5, it upsets Satan. Number 6, it increases age. Number 7, it brings blessings in sustenance. Number 8, it pleases the deceased forefathers. In other words, the Muslim father and grandfather. Number 9, it fosters harmony. Number 10, it increases the reward after demise because people make dua for such a person. My dear viewers, now let's hear a hadith in regards to treating relatives with kindness. The revered and renowned Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was once sitting on the blessed minbar when a companion said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the best person among all people? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best among all people is the one who recites the Holy Quran in abundance, adopts more piety, calls people towards righteousness, and prevents them from evils, and treats his relatives with kindness the most. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. So to be from amongst the best of people, we as Muslims should make the habit of treating our relatives with kindness. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us all the ability to copy the Sunnah of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi sallam, and that all of us can have good ties with our relatives. Ameen, bijahin nabil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In order to learn more sunnahs and learn more Madini pearls, it is a request to the viewers to come and travel with the devotees of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Madini qafilas. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.